Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Jainsky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jainsky. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Brandt Alia. Batting 7th. The catcher, Paul Ratliff. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bill Zepp. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Zepp. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Ratliff and he is out, Cardenas applying the tag. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Aparicio moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Mendoza pinch hits for Rod Carew. Manny Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Manny Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Mendoza now playing second base. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alia. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky bunts in front of the plate. Ratliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to second. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is one for one in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia takes first base on ball four. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff strikes out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is one for one in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mendoza fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Zepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zepp strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jainsky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop hits a line drive into center field. Tovar picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tovar. Bradford moves to third. Steve Barber now pitching. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0 for 0 in the game. Jainsky is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Noop moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bradford scores. Noop moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-2 in the game. May hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-1 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-1 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Josephson. The throw from Ratliff and he is out, Cardenas applying the tag. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0-1 in the game. Ratliff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-1 in the game. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. Ratliff moves to second. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber bunts towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Noop covering, for the out. Ratliff moves to third. Cardenas moves to second. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ratliff tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Manny Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0-2 in the game. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Noop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0-1 in the game. Jainsky bunts towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. Noop moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Noop scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tom Hall now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alia hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ratliff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Reese moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradford. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. Reese scores. Ratliff goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Twins. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Tom Hall. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Jim Holt now playing left field. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Christian pinch hits for Gale Hopkins. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0 for 3 in the game. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mendoza moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Mendoza moves to third. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Noop hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Sid O'Brien pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Williams bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. O'Brien moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peranoski juggles the ball. That's an error on Peranoski. O'Brien scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. Aparicio moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-4, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 4 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-4, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 4 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald pinch hits for Paul Ratliff. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenas strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Allison pinch hits for Ron Peranoski. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Mitterwald now catching. Stan Williams now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bradford strikes out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tovar moves to second. Manny Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0-for-4 in the game. Mendoza hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Tovar scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, White Sox. Rick Renick pinch hits for Rich Reese. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.